Jabba Jabba Buzz. Need you all we need to be happy now. Just you and me.
Just Juice. Better Together. A product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
President Hichilema reaffirms government's position on former President Lungu's burial. Community health volunteers cry foul over unpaid dues for over a year. And Mali signs trade deal with Russia as ties strengthen.
FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema says it was never government's desire for the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu to be buried in South Africa. Speaking during a meeting with the United Church of Zambia at State House, President Hichilema said Mr. Lungu was both a family and national figure who served all Zambians. The head of state has stressed that the burial decision was influenced by factors beyond government's control. The president has also noted that Mr. Lungu is the only former head of state to pass away without having his immunity lifted.
I want to reduce our desire, and I think it's a fair desire. That the president, his president, is buried here in his own heart, his own place of death. He seems also started that death. I am with the conflict too. You've seen the to and fro. The platform, I don't think it's necessary. When five presidents are elected, but the choice of the people of Zambia, they are all lying in the future. It's not my choice. The people's ambitions. President is an asset of the family.
Meanwhile, UCZ Bishop Festus Chulu has commended President Hichilema for promoting peace and unity during the national mourning period.
We believe in a theology that embraces unity and diversity and promoting peaceful coexistence, mutual respect, and shared responsibility across our denomination. Mr. President, we come to you with a message of encouragement during this period of reflection and mourning that has stirred the very national sentiment. We believe this is not a moment for division, but an opportunity to foster dialogue, restore unity, and reaffirm Zambia's own identity.
Governance expert Isaac Mwanza has called for a comprehensive law to safeguard the welfare of former presidents, whether or not they remain politically active. Speaking on the Hot Seat program, Mr. Mwanza has argued that political involvement should not strip former leaders of the respect and benefits due to their office. He has also criticized the UPND administration for poor coordination, particularly in handling funeral arrangements for former President Edgar Lungu.
We must look after former heads of state, whether they're in politics or not. We must look after them very well as a country. We must treasure them. Now we have lost the last one, who was the former head of state. It would have been more desirable to bring the body back into the country for burial, but on a terms where they both agree to say this is how we are going to bury. Government was supposed to stick to its agreement. The bigger challenge we found with this government is that there are too many people talking and talking about government. The party officials are saying this about the burial, about ECL, about the part there, or competitors, ministers are saying this. I think there was lack of coordination in the manner it was done. So for me, it is a very, very sad day.
And Mr. Mwanza has further condemned the UPND's handling of key legislative matters, including the cyber law, proposed constitutional amendments, and the newly enacted NGO bill, labeling them as undemocratic and regressive.
You know how your freedom of speech was guarded when you are in the opposition. With that experience, we expected that the UPND administration are going to do much better. They should have composed a team that should have sat down to look at the laws that are retrogressive to our democracy and begin to repeal them. What do we see? Instead of trying to open up the space, they are now enacting the NGO bill to ensure that it becomes a law, such that various NGOs who have a difficulty to work, especially those in the governance circles where sometimes you have to criticize the government. I think there are a lot of laws from the colonial era which this administration should have taken an advantage of to amend.
Some community-based volunteers, CBVs, contracted under the Global Fund program have revealed they have not received their salaries for over a year, despite consistently reporting for duty every day. Speaking under anonymity for fear of reprisals, the volunteer said the prolonged non-payment has left them struggling to provide for their families and meet basic needs. The volunteers have also expressed disappointment with how their immediate supervisors have handled the matter, claiming they have offered no clear answers or support. They have since called on relevant authorities and the Ministry of Health to urgently investigate the matter and ensure they receive what is rightfully owed to them.
1 year before, nishito tinange na Ministry of Health wanatingeneze. Penangu wanawapisha manyumba. So tangala ijaya kwa watimunga paribe vichitika. So vamitipe mbatifuna ndrama watipase ndrama. Wakambati wana ndrama zatu na Global Fund. Nji wamina wafuna kutipasa.
Tinaye mbanchito last year wanatipasa ma contract to a Ministry of Health. That was in August. Then we reported for work. From August till now, this is June, we have not been paid yet. So next month, you can have 1 year without any pay.
Tinange na nchito as the polyvalent CBVs. So from that time, we have not been paid up to date. But that was that was for some IDs, na matuzo sense some field, because we were trained in various fields in the Ministry of Health. Tanda ila mahouseholds, kuwafundisha hygiene, kutaking ama danger signs mubana na wakuru na wama mimba wonze, but kulibe tameneti shtika. Ndaolo idea katiribe. Allowance not even a single day. We have clocked 11 months kulibe bili wonze. So if it pempa ako, but person drama zeta so yendela for 11 months.
Our overall bosses in our facilities, they tell us that they don't know anything concerning our payments. So we want to know who's going to pay us, because our overall bosses, whom we can see and talk to them, they are not telling us anything.
When contacted for a comment, Minister of Health Elijah Muchima has expressed ignorance of the situation and urged the affected individuals to follow the proper channels of communication.
We have not reached a dispute with them. If there is an issue of payment, they should even be lucky that they are part of those who people are, who they are being employed. There are so many people who can do that job. If there is a reason, there is a claim, there could be a good reason. They should not start going into the media. Yeah? That's not correct. Not correct is the way of doing business. They should exhaust all the established channels, and there could be reasons. If they are working on that,
the Zambia Metrology Agency, ZMA, has introduced a new certification system to strengthen product credibility, competitiveness, and export readiness in the agricultural and manufacturing sectors. Speaking at a stakeholder meeting, ZMA Executive Director Humphrey Nkobeni said the system supports Zambia's economic diversification and food security goals. Mr. Nkobeni said the sectors form the backbone of the country's diversification agenda and require robust regulatory systems that protect consumers and empower producers. He said certified products will carry